Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you off to an Essex airfield, I believe, this week.
That's right, Scott. Yes, this is North Weald.
Yeah.
At North Weald Basset, very famous, obviously, during the Second World War. Many pilots flew out of North Weald. But North Weald's got another claim to fame. Mm-hmm. It's said to have been the site of the first ever television outside broadcast.
Really?
And this was on the 19th of October, 1938.
Oh, right, okay.
Why? Why was the first outside broadcast from an airfield? Well, I think if we look at the date, the clue's there. 1938, a year before the start of the war.
Yep.
Mr. Chamberlain had just come back from Munich from his meeting with Herr Hitler, waving a piece of paper saying peace for our time.
Yeah.
And the general consensus of opinion is that the government wanted to impress on the population that they were prepared, they were geared up, they were ready. So some new Hawker aeroplanes were all ready to be show trialled for the benefit of the cameras. And not only the cameras, because obviously there were very few people in 1938 who owned a television set.
That's right.
Probably less than, 25,000 in the whole country.
Well, the only television service in those days was in London anyway.
That's right.
I'd be surprised if there was 2,500, quite frankly.
Absolutely, but certainly a very small figure. But obviously people couldn't see the planes, but they could hear on the radio. So it was also transmitted on the radio.
Yeah.
But the general consensus is that, you know, although this was a groundbreaking thing, first time ever an outside broadcast, that it was done to reassure the population. Don't worry, whatever the outcome of the visit to Munich and Chamberlain's discussions with Herr Hitler, you know, we have got the situation under control. We are prepared, as the Boy Scouts say.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much indeed. And what next week?
Next week, we're off to Thaxted to look at a wonderful house there, Clarence House.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.